and sin, but Jesus took me in, and lit a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name with love, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, let us tell him about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a prayerful yearning as your heart head is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus, a friend who watches day and night, I go to him in prayer. He knows my every prayer, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a prayerful yearning as your heart and head is turning, you will find a little talk. Jesus makes it right.
Next page there, number 299. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Mark number 662.
This morning we used the word temptation and how that it faces us over and over again and what to do about that. And we mentioned that the answer comes in 1 Corinthians 6:20 and also in 1 Peter chapter 2. Tonight I'd like to take a look at the need that we have for an example. We need examples. And when we get examples right, we'll have opportunity to grow as we should in the Lord. I'd like to ask you to take a look at 1 Corinthians in reference to that matter in chapter 10. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. First off, we sometimes think that examples, and when that word is used, that it's just an example of doing it right, doing it okay, an example of doing something good and helpful. I know that we needed an example days gone by when we talked about changing a flat tire. And my dad and my granddad were emphasizing the fact that we need to block the vehicle first from rolling back or forward, depending on where the flat was located. Then we needed to jack the vehicle up a little bit and begin to loosen the lug bolts. And as we did that, we finally would get them loose and take the flat tire off. Then we would raise it up just a little bit more so we could put an inflated tire on. And then put the lug bolts on back again, and we'd be on our way pretty soon. The example that they showed me by doing that and carrying it has lasted me the rest of my life. That's the example that I saw, and example I understood, and example that I have repeated sometimes in my life. And as we talked that example, that was good. But there now in the Bible, there's a word for example is used in reference to good things that God wanted people to do, like Timothy was taught by Paul the Apostle, 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the believers in word, in conversation, and in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Be that kind of person. Because if you are an example like that, people want to associate with you, plus they want their children to associate with you. Plus there'll be good things that will come as a result of that. And so that's the way to live, the way to do. But just as much, there is an example that is used of something that we ought to avoid. And in 1 Corinthians chapters 10 and 11, I mentioned this particular passage of Scripture. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that had followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, or idols, as were some of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication. For as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples. They are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the worlds are come. When we talk about these things, we're talking about a way of life that he does not wish that people imitate. These are not examples to follow. These are examples of people that would avoid something. Avoid these ways of life. Avoid these ways of service and activities of life. And you think of the people involved in a sensual way, where 23,000 of them in one day were a part of these sinful acts. And yet they were. And they were an example of something that should not be done. As a result of that, he goes on to say in verse 12, of 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. We need to all take heed of those examples of something that was not right, not good, not helpful, unless we fall into the same thing. We could fall and stumble and fall and be a part of that. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Notice in this regard, the God of heaven recognizes the need that we have and he provides a way of escape. Someone used to say in my family that it's always over the right shoulder or the left shoulder. You have that example of where you can look to see the way of escape. Because it's not straight ahead, not where you're looking. Follow that example. Just look the other way. Go the other route. And you'll have a way of escape. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge thee what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are yet one body and one bread, and we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they that eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What shall I say then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered to sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do not provoke the Lord to jealousy. Are ye stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Do things in view of the fact that you are an example. I am an example of something that is to be practiced and done by the person to whom we're talking and visiting and participating in life. And when we are an example of something worthwhile, we can go forth in that example to be a real good influence for good. Notice in this regard, there are some things that are done that are not themselves worship acts. They're not worshiping the devil. They're participating in this. And he mentions the fact, do all to the glory of God, verse 31. Do all to put light upon God. There are some things in life that we want to avoid because it does not give light unto God. It does not exalt him. It doesn't raise him up in the view of people. It doesn't help people to see him better and closer, because it is not fitting that that would be the thing to do and have glory to God. Give none offense, neither to Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, but seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Paul said that's the idea. And notice he continues in chapter 11, verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Again, we get to a positive side of seeing the example of Paul and the example that he wants people to follow in the way that they go in life. I mentioned this morning to a brother here that I used a couple of verses this morning. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20, 1 Peter chapter 2, in reference to the examples of things I wanted to do at this point. And when I did that, I was hoping and prayerful that it would land into a heart sitting out here today that would consider the depth of what was being said. Facing temptation over and over again, the struggle with troublesome temptation over and over again, can be overcome. That's what he said in 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. You can overcome that if you do a positive side of God's work in your life. If you do a positive prayer about God being a part of your life. And that's what he's saying here. Be ye followers of me, even also as I am of Christ. I praise you, brethren, that you remember one in all things, and keep the ordinances I delivered unto you. There's a way of life that I showed you. And that way of life you can follow and practice as you go forth in life from day to day. If you do that and you follow that way and do that right thing of God, then you can be a person who follows the right thing of the Lord. And when we do that example that's right for God, what do? We have a blessing from God Himself that we have faithfully followed His will. Faithfully followed His day. That's the way that He wants us to do. He continues on in that same idea in 1 Corinthians 11. Notice that he gets to the Lord's Supper and he says in verse 20, when you come together therefore in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before the other his own supper. And one is hungry and another is drunken. What, have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. This is not an example for you to follow. This is not an example for you to do. He said, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And he says, after the same manner, he took the cup and he said the same of that in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, he says, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, without thought about it, without meaning to it, without the significance that he mentioned about it, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself. Notice each time he says, be an example. Take a look. Take a look within. Are you following this as an example that God wants you to follow and God wants me to be? He says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning, not knowing the Lord's body. So as a result of that, here's a way of life that we can follow. Out of 1 Corinthians chapters 11 and 10 and 11, in which he says, follow this example, do these things that are right, and avoid those other things. I go back to chapter 10 and notice in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did eat the same spiritual meat, and did drink of the same spiritual drink, which was Christ Jesus. But he goes on to say, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So here's a way of life for us to live, and here's a way of life for us to avoid. And when we take an example, and we're an example to others, as Paul says to Timothy, be an example to the believer in the words that you say, the conversation of life that you show, the way of charity that you live by, the spiritual way that you life, that your ideas about getting involved in something, you have your spirit involved in it. And when you do this, you'll be a person who will be in purity of life, and you'll be an example for others. But if you do these other things, as he illustrates here in 1 Corinthians 10, and get over into idolatrous ways and lustful practices, he says these things are not of God, and they're not going to bless you as you go through life. So it is that we need that. We all need that. We all need the benefit of that, because it says there clearly that we need an example of something righteous and good, and not something that is awful. Thank you for the song to be sung now at this time. Let's stand together as we sing this good old hymn.
Years of sin and vanity and pride, care not my Lord was crucified. Knowing I was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was but mighty God that God did span at Calvary. Mercy that was great and grace was free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. That my burden so find liberty at Calvary.
Do we have anyone to take the Lord's Supper tonight? Okay. Pray with me, please. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this which represents the body of our Savior and Thy Son, and how that it was broken for us at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, help us to remember the focus of this fruit of the vine. As to the blood, all of the blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins. To that extent, may we remember that tonight as we partake of this, the fruit of the vine. In Jesus' name, amen. Meaning for us to have a word of prayer regarding people that are sick of the congregation or facing surgeries in the congregation, but also meaningful for us on our daily basis as a word of prayer. And I was impressed with the fact that Nail wanted to have a word of prayer for her. Doing each day she's back. We hope it works fine and she'll be right home from that. But if there's a conflict of some kind, it'll sure show up in this right here. And you stop your heart and fix up that. That's a serious business. And so I hope we're good. Good to see you tonight. Good to be with you. Good to be with you. Good to be with
you.
Pray that each one here will